Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conferred with Guyana's highest national award, the Order of Excellence, in Georgetown. Mr. Modi dedicates the honour to people of India. Prime Minister Modi to address National Assembly of Guyana this evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India always advocated and practiced dialogue for resolving complex international issues. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates 125th birth anniversary celebration of Dr. Hare Krishna Mahtab in New Delhi, releases special commemorative stamp and coin in his honour. Indian Panorama begins at 55th International Film Festival of India in Goa. 25 feature films and 20 non-feature films to be screened in the section. In cricket, all-rounder Hardik Pandya retains top position in ICC Men's T20I player latest rankings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been conferred with Guyana's highest national award, the Order of Excellence, today. He has been awarded for his visionary statesmanship and championing the rights of developing countries on the global stage, exceptional service to the global community, and for his commitment to strengthening India-Guyana relations. President of Guyana, Dr. Irfan Ali, conferred the award upon Mr. Modi in a ceremony at Guyana's State House today. Prime Minister Modi thanked Dr. Irfan Ali for conferring him with the honour. He dedicated the honour to the people of India and to the deep-rooted historical ties between the people of the two countries. He emphasised that his state visit is a testament to India's continued commitment towards deepening India-Guyana friendship. The Prime Minister is in Guyana on the final leg of his three-nation visit, including Nigeria and Brazil. Prime Minister Modi will address the Parliament of Guyana, Georgetown, this evening. Our correspondent reports that Prime Minister Modi will address the special session of the Guyanese Parliament, marking yet another significant moment in his global diplomatic outreach. This will be the 14th such instance when Mr. Modi will speak on behalf of the people of India in the parliaments of foreign nations. He holds the distinction of being the Indian Prime Minister with the highest number of addresses to foreign parliaments. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The Indian diaspora in Guyana arrived in 1838, and it is more than 180 years since there has been an Indian presence in Guyana. Today, roughly 40% of the population of 8 lakh is of Indian origin, and they are a vital link between the two countries. Guyana is on the cusp of an economic and development transformation with major discovery of oil and gas. India hopes to partner them in a number of fields, including in hydrocarbons and also in areas of healthcare, education and defense. India has a long-standing development partnership with Guyana in the fields of health, connectivity, renewable power and water. India supplied two HAL-228 aircraft under a line of credit to Guyana this year. Suparna Sekia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted that India has always advocated and practiced dialogue for resolving complex international issues. Speaking at the 11th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus at Vientiane in Laos, the minister pointed out that this commitment to open communication and peaceful negotiation is evident in India's approach to a wide range of international challenges, from border disputes to trade agreements. The defence minister said India stands for freedom of navigation and overflight, unimpeded lawful commerce and adherence to international law in the context of promotion of peace and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. Speaking about climate change, Mr. Singh stressed on the concept of global commons. He said shared natural resources and ecosystems are essential to sustaining life and bringing prosperity on the planet.
Climate change ka mudda aaj ke 11th ADMM Plus joint statement mein bahut hi sateek roop se uthaya gaya hai. Defense domain mein climate change ke prati resilience ko badhane ke liye multi stakeholder engagement ki avashyakta hai. Climate change के impacts को manage करने से लेकर innovative solutions develop करने में यह engagement सहायक होगी. यह climate change और security threat के बीच के interlinkages को गहराई से समझने की आवश्यकता होगी, यह उजागर करता है.
President Draupadi Murmu paid tributes to Utkal Keshari Dr. Hare Krishna Mehtab in New Delhi today, inaugurating the 125th birth anniversary celebration of Dr. Hare Krishna Mehtab. President Murmu expressed happiness at the opportunity to release the special commemorative stamp and coin in honor of Dr. Mehtab. The president said she has always been inspired by Dr. Hare Krishna Mehtab's writings and speeches. President Murmu elaborated how Dr. Mehtab took an active part in the independence struggle and spread Gandhian thought and philosophy to villages across Odisha.
इस वर्ष में मोहताब की 125वीं जन्म जयंती साल भर मनाने का निर्णय लिया गया है आज यहाँ डॉक्टर मोहताब की स्मृति से डाक टिकट और कॉइन का विमोचन करके मुझे प्रसन्नता हुई डॉक्टर हरिकृष्ण मोहताब अपने छात्र जीवन से ही स्वतंत्रता संग्राम के प्रति आकर्षित हुई थी मोहताब ने ओडिशा के गांव-गांव में गांधी जी का संदेश फैलाया इसीलिए ओडिशा में एक लोकप्रिय कहावत है हरि महता आनेला गांधी छता अर्थात हरे कृष्ण महताब ने गांधी जी के छत्र को ओडिशा के गांव-गांव तक पहुंचाया
President Draupadi Murmu will be arriving in Hyderabad this evening on a two-day visit. The president will participate in the Koti Deepotsavam this evening. The president will also deliver a speech at Raj Bhavan in the city during her visit. We have more from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu will be taking part tonight in the Koti Deepotsavam, means illuminating millions of lights, organized by a spiritual TV channel. The president will be formally inaugurating the 4th International Cultural Festival, Lokmanthan, to be held at Silparamam in Hyderabad tomorrow. The Lokmanthan is being held for the first time in the southern parts of the country. The Lokmanthan, also known as Festival of Folks, is expected to witness participation of artists, cultural representatives and intellectuals from 12 countries. About 100 cultural events are also being held, highlighting the culture, traditions, heritage and skills of different communities from different countries. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
Former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu inaugurated the exhibition and cultural programs at Lokmanthan this morning. In Jammu and Kashmir, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, is conducting raids at 8 locations in connection with a case of terrorist infiltration. Our correspondent reports that the NIA raids are being conducted at various locations in Riyasi, Doda, Udhampur, Ramban and Kishtwar districts. Yesterday, the probe agency arrested an accused wanted in a 2020 Kashmir narco-terror case linked with procuring and selling narcotic drugs to raise funds for promoting terrorism. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. You're with us on the Midday News. The 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, is in full swing with unfolding of screenings and events. Over 40 films across diverse genres are being screened today, showcasing the best of Indian cinema. The Indian Panorama segment has officially begun its inaugural ceremony, setting the stage for screenings of selected 25 feature and 20 non-feature films. Along with this, the 18th edition of the Film Bazaar is also buzzing with activity. We're now joined by our correspondent Durgesh Bhadodia, who is in Panaji to cover the IFFI. Durgesh, what glimpses can you bring us of the film festival?
Today the festival is showing the real vibe with massive crowds turning up right from the morning. Indian Panorama today began with Ranjit Hooda starrer Veer Savarkar, Swatantra Veer Savarkar rather, and a widely acclaimed non-feature Ghar Jaisa Kuch. 12th film will be screened later in the day. Valsa, the day has around 40 films to be screened in the entire day period. Master classes and panel discussions also had filmmaker Imtiaz Ali and actress Bhumi Pednekar giving insights on relevant issues related to cinema as well as other issues like women's safety too. Valsa, very soon, in just 1 hour from now, we'll have a launch of first IFFIesta. IFFIesta is a cultural event that will feature a wide range of attractions, offering visitors a chance to explore vibrant diversity of Indian culture, food, music and cinema. Creative Minds of Tomorrow has also begun today, which is a platform to discover and support India's best young filmmakers. It connects new creators with industry experts for learning and growth. Valsa.
Right. Thank you, Durgesh, for bringing us all those details. Moving on, 24 Bangladeshis, including 11 women, have returned home through Benapole checkpost after serving 2 years in jail in India. Bangladesh police said they were handed over to the Bangladesh immigration authorities at Benapole last night. Benapole immigration police officer in charge said they entered India 2 years ago without valid documents in search of jobs with the help of local brokers. Kolkata police had arrested them and a court sentenced them to 2 years imprisonment each for trespassing into the country. In Sri Lanka, President Anura Kumara Dissanayake has said that there will be no place for racist politics in the country and the rise of religious extremism will not be allowed. He made these remarks as part of the policy statement presented at the inaugural session of the 10th Parliament established under the 1978 Presidential Constitution. The new Parliament officially convened today, marking the beginning of a new legislative term. We have more from our correspondent.
The policy statement made today by the president signals the government's plans towards achieving national unity, governance and international financial support, setting the tone for Sri Lanka's political and economic trajectory. President Dissanayake's pledge to eliminate racist politics and religious extremism opens a new chapter in the island nation's history, which has seen decades of ethnic conflict. It was also revealed that the IMF agreement will continue and an agreement will be finalized by tomorrow towards completion of the third review of the ongoing financing program. The inaugural session also had the election of Ashoka Sapumal Ranwala as the speaker and recognizing Sajid Premadasa as the opposition leader of the 10th Parliament. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
Back home, the air quality in Delhi NCR is in the very poor category with an average AQI of 374 as of 1 p.m. today. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city even breached the 400 AQI levels, like Wazirpur Station, Jahangirpuri, Bhavana, Shadipur and Punjabi Bagh. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over southern parts of Tamil Nadu and Kerala today. The Met Department predicted light to moderate rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till tomorrow. On to sports and cricket, Indian all-rounder Hardik Pandya has reclaimed the first place in the ICC Men's T20I player latest rankings. In batters, India's Tilak Verma has made a massive jump into the top 10 list at the third spot, followed by Surya Kumar Yadav at fourth. Yashasvi Jaiswal, however, has slipped one spot to eighth number. In bowlers, Arshdeep Singh has joined his partner Ravi Bishnoi in the top 10 list. Arshdeep has reached the ninth spot, while Ravi has slipped to eighth spot. And in cricket, the much-awaited Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia is all set to begin. The first match at Optus Stadium in Perth tomorrow. The match will begin at 7:50 a.m. Indian Standard Time. In China Masters 2024 badminton, earlier today, star Indian shuttler PV Sindhu lost to Yeo Jia Min of Singapore in women's singles pre-quarterfinals by 21-16, 17-21, 23-21. Before that, India's Anupama Upadhyay also lost to Japan's Natsuki Nedera in women's singles pre-quarters. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, today said his ministry is working on a comprehensive sports policy for the country to implement a vision to make India the best country in the world. Dr. Mandavia was addressing sportspersons of Bihar at a function in Patna. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conferred with Guyana's highest national award, the Order of Excellence, in Georgetown. Mr. Modi dedicates the honour to people of India. Prime Minister Modi to address National Assembly of Guyana this evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India always advocated and practised dialogue for resolving complex international issues. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates 125th birth anniversary celebration of Dr. Hare Krishna Mehtab in New Delhi, releases special commemorative stamp and coin in his honour. Indian Panorama begins at 55th International Film Festival of India and Goa, 25 feature films and 20 non-feature films to be screened in the section. In cricket, all-rounder Hardik Pandya retains top position in ICC Men's T20I player latest rankings. And with that, we end the midday news.